One of the things that I really want members of the Black community to focus on right now is both sides of this equation. We definitely have a lot of white people who are making it very clear that they are very, very happy that we have a president in the White House who approves of, promotes violence, racial violence. And they've been emboldened, and they've said it themselves. They've made it very clear that they have been emboldened by President Trump's stance to reveal, to expose, to release that hatred, that pent-up hatred that they have in their hearts. But that's only part of the equation. Another part of the equation is we have a lot of white Americans who are protesting against this madness. And it's important that we pay attention to both parts of the equation. Not that we get so focused and hung up on what those whose hearts are leading them to do that which is dark and ugly and destructive for the nation. But we need to look at what's happening coming out of the hearts of those who are trying to bring about good for the nation. The many, many white people who are saying we will not stand for this racism. And they're not just taking a stand against Donald Trump. They're taking a stand against racism. And I want us to really zero in on that fact so that when you hear me say something like, not all white people are racist, not all white people have hostility and malice in their hearts towards black people, you can think about what is happening right now. And at least begin to ask, could it be that not all white people have hearts filled with hatred and malice towards the black race? At least, can we entertain the idea? I mean, think about it now. They knew when they got out there that those racists had come armed. I mean, carrying shields and weapons with them. And they saw all of that before they started mixing it up with them. The racists made it clear that they had come with protection and with weapons. And still, the many, many white people who had come out to speak out against the racist madness stood their ground. Something that I'm wondering about. I know that we have a lot of black conservatives, and I know that, and of course, this is coming from the conservative side of our country. The madness, the hatred, the racism, and I'm not saying that all conservatives are like that. I'm certainly not going to say that all Republicans are like that, because there's no question we have some moderate Republicans who are staunchly against the racism and the madness that comes with it. But we do have a lot of conservatives. This is coming from the conservative camp of America. And there are a lot of black people, percentage-wise small in number, but a lot of black people who are conservatives. And I know for a fact there have been black conservatives, one I can think of in particular, who has said, we don't care about racism. And I'm wondering what their feelings and their thoughts are about what took place in Charlottesville. I wonder what their feelings and their thoughts are. And I know that there are a lot of black conservatives who really had no problem with what Donald Trump was saying during his campaign. The racist remarks that he made, the urging of violence towards fellow citizens, a lot of black conservatives who persistently vote Republican had no problem with what he was saying, with what he was doing, with where he was taking the nation as a candidate. And of course, a lot of black conservatives, just like a lot of white conservatives, have no problem with where he continues to take the nation. What about Charlottesville? I wonder what the feelings, as well as the thoughts, of black conservatives are about what happened in Charlottesville. Sometimes, interestingly enough, when you think about the days of slavery, and you had the person, the black slave, who was in the house and he had a close relationship with the slave owner and the family of the slave owner, etc. Very often, I'm not saying always, but very often, the allegiance of that black slave was to the white slave owner and to the white race in general. And very often, those black people, those black slaves who stayed in the house and had formed relationships that caused them to have an affinity towards the white race, saw the black race as their enemies. Literally saw them as enemies. They were people who deserved to be dogged. And if these black slaves in the house who had formed these intimate relationships with the white race, particularly their white slave owners, discovered that the black race was going to try to do something to improve the quality of their lives, that black slave would often make sure that the white slave owner was made aware of whatever was being planned so that that white slave owner could do everything in his power to shut the plan down before the people ever got started. How, you know, do things change? Some things do change and some things don't. But if you want to see how it gets even trickier than that, there are people who consider themselves liberals and Democrats, and they work very hard to hurt their fellow black Americans. So how are the conservative, black conservatives, feeling about what happened in Charlottesville? All that violence, the murder, all those people injured by that driver who deliberately struck them down with his automobile. Do the black conservatives feel any remorse, any regret, any sorrow about what happened to those people? Now, they may be able to feel a little bit more sympathy towards those people because the people who were injured were primarily, or maybe exclusively, white and not black. And truth be told, very often, when the black race decides that they are against black people, unless the black people think like they think, they're so insensitive that they don't feel any more pain than a racist white person would when black people are the ones going through. This was done to white people. I wonder if, what are their feelings about that? What are their thoughts about it? What are they saying about this? Again, I truly, truly appreciate the many, many white Americans all across our country who hate what's going on now with regards to this promotion of hatred and division. We really, really thank you. We thank you and we appreciate you for feeling the way you feel about this and for the many of you who are taking a stand against it. When we come back, let's take a look at ethnicity from a different perspective. You know, very often we look at mixed marriages, for example, and we look at how life can be somewhat challenging when a member of one race marries a member of another race. How about when members of one ethnicity marry marries a member of another ethnicity, but they have the same skin color.